people everywhere should see how good all of you are. You are those precious people of God that the responsorial psalm refers to today. We are the Israel of now. And because of our goodness, it says, stop worrying, stop being anxious, stop trying to control everything in your life or the lives of others, and simply submit yourself to the goodness of God. That we stop and we reflect on how blessed each and every one of us are. And if we allow ourselves today and in the days to come to stop and think about all the blessings that we personally have received. If we do that and acknowledge that, then something wonderful will happen in our lives. That is, the God of peace, the God of love, will stand guard over our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus the Lord. And finally, give yourselves to all that is truthful, not deceiving other people. Give ourselves to all that is honorable and just and pure. And then the God of goodness, the God of amiability, the God of peace will truly stand guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus the Lord. We are here today to receive this word and to be mindful of the great gift we have. Too often we let the anxiety and the fear and the worries control our life. And this week, I received a beautiful letter from Little Sisters of Jesus, whom many of whom I know and have come to love and be close to over these last 40 years. But the letter I received this week was from the Little Sisters of Jesus that are living in Iraq. And they're living with people of different religions, the Kurds, many others I can't even remember, that have been in Iraq since the 7th century. And now ISIS is literally going through an ethnic cleansing, trying to absolutely wipe out all these people that have been there for generations out of an evilness. And our little sisters could well have left a long time ago, but they continue to be there as a sign of that peace, as a sign of that word of God that we've heard today. They want to continue to build the new vineyard and the new life. And so now they have had to pick up and leave where they are, literally with nothing but the bare, simple essentials that they have with them, and trying to hold on to their passport so they can get to Turkey. And even that, the militant group is trying to take away all their passports. But what strikes me is their tremendous peace. This peace of St. Francis, whose feast we celebrated yesterday, is there. They could have left years ago, but they believed in what they heard today in the Word of God, that they were that chosen vineyard of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I read and reflected on that, I thought, you know, there are so many things that maybe bother me or I think about in terms of our city, our country, and our world, and then it really amounts to very little when I look at this. and then other sisters that were there in the genocide of Rwanda. And now they're celebrating some 25 years since that terrible time. And when that was happening, several of the sisters were harboring many of the Hutus in their house. And when the Tutsis came, the Hutu people realized that they can't let the sisters give up their lives for them, so they came out of hiding. And all they said to the sisters was, please take care of our children. So for these 25 years now, they have raised all these children as a sign of peace and goodness of God. And now they're finding their way, and they're beginning to get married and other wonderful things in their life. And they've kept Rwanda alive. And so today, let us reflect on those words again of Philippians. People should see how good you are. And present ourselves today to God in prayers of gratitude, in prayers of thanksgiving, and realize what a blessed people we are. And whatever we go through, in some sense, you know, it doesn't matter too much. I just spent time with a brother priest this morning. We looked at each other. We had a good cry. He says, I didn't think my journey was going to end this quick. But I know I'm going home to God. So we had our time of silence and quiet and prayer. I kissed him and he gave me his blessing. And I know I won't be able to see him again because he's going elsewhere. But it makes you realize what really is important in life. And so I'd like just to close this morning with this wonderful prayer that we received from Patriarch Sako in Iraq. If you wonder, a patriarch is like a bishop. Oh Lord, may we be mindful of the plight of our country today in Iraq. The suffering is deep. It's severe. It's frightening. And therefore we ask you, Lord, spare our lives. Grant us patience. Give us courage to continue to be a witness of Jesus Christ in a spirit of trust and hope. O Lord, peace is the foundation of life. Grant us peace, the peace of Francis, the peace of Jesus, and stability that will enable each one of us to live with each other without fear, anxiety, and worry, and above all, in a spirit of dignity and joy. Grant this through Christ our Lord.